The report released by China's National Health and Family Planning Commission shows the country's migrant population stood at around 245 million last year, decreasing by over 1.7 million year-on-year. Wang Qian with the Commission's Floating Population Division says a number of policies and measures have contributed to the reduction.
The country has been further advancing reforms of the household registration system, taking more steps to grant urban residency to 100 million people who previously did not have such permits, and encouraging migrant workers to return home and start businesses. Some cities have also set targets on regulating and controlling their population numbers. All these measures have affected the number of the floating population.
The figure also shows that China's floating population contains a higher percentage of younger people, with those born after 1980 accounting for 56.5% of the total in 2016. Duan Chengrong with Renmin University of China says such a phenomenon could facilitate the country's economic development.
In general, most of the younger generation among the country's floating population have received higher education, which could improve the public image of migrant workers who are commonly believed to have received little education. Furthermore, these younger educated people could help make greater contributions to the country's economic development.
The scholar also calls for more public services to meet those people's needs in employment, education, and healthcare.
These people might have higher expectations on their development in urban areas, especially when it comes to job opportunities, personal income, even their children's education. As such, more opportunities and services should be available for those people in urban areas. It can help them to become urbanized and better integrate into our society.
For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.